Iraq's interim president Ghazi al-Yawar is in the U.S. He met with President Bush today at the White House. And speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, al-Yawar vowed that Iraq's elections will go ahead on January 30th, despite a recent surge in violence.
We're faced with the armies of darkness who have no objective but to undermine the political process and incite civil war in Iraq. But I want to assure the whole world, this will never, ever happen.
In addition to the violence, there are also procedural obstacles to the Iraqi election. There's widespread confusion about who can vote and how they'll be registered. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story from Baghdad.
Iraq has never had a free election, and the current chaos has made it difficult to work out a system to register voters that will lay the foundation for a legitimate election in January. Officials of the interim Iraqi government, in consultation with United Nations election experts, decided to use food ration cards, which were in widespread use under Saddam Hussein's government. Each food ration center services 400 or 500 families, so that could reach as many as 1,500 voters or more. So they created a voter registration form for each member 18 years or older included on a family's food ration card. Then, a few weeks ago, they started distributing these cards to food ration centers. After that, it didn't go so smoothly. When Ayad Rashid started handing out the voter registration forms to his customers in the Dora district in South Baghdad in mid-November, he got a visit from some young men who didn't like what he was doing.
After distributing 5 or 6 of them to different families, my nephew was kidnapped. I negotiated with the gang and got the kid back. Then I returned all the registration forms back to the Russian food center. The center refused to take them back, but I insisted on returning them to keep my family safe.
Many food ration agents in Dora got the same message. It's a predominantly Sunni district that's been the site of numerous clashes with U.S. troops. Still, not everyone has been intimidated. 63-year-old Suha is one of Ayad Rashid's customers, and she says she intends to vote.
They want to do everything to cause us chaos. They want the country to be a mess. They want to destroy everything that goes according to rule and order. They want to destroy these free elections because we have not seen them before.
Stories about attempts to disrupt the distribution of voter registration forms are common. At another food center in the Karada district of central Baghdad, there are many supporters of the election process, both Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Majid Abid Karim says he is giving out the forms to everyone who comes in, despite the real intimidation he too has experienced.
Some people came and threatened me. They told me not to distribute those forms. One of them told me they will blow me up. These people are not from the neighborhood, but they have received their ration food from me for 3 years.
And it doesn't take long to encounter those who are against the election and in favor of the insurgency. 28-year-old Muhammad Fadl Habib has nothing but disdain for the American presence in Iraq. The election is just an American project, he says, and I don't support it because of what's happened in Fallujah and elsewhere. These elections won't benefit the people. But there are just as many who want to see the election proceed. Saad Yukana was getting his registration form the other day at a food center nearby. He said he wants to see the election take place as soon as possible, but he is not certain what to do with the registration.
I don't know where to submit this form after filling it out. It might be to the agent or to the food ration supply center. Do we go to the electoral center or do we fill it out in the house, write the names down, and give it back to the agent? I don't know.
In fact, if the information about their names and addresses is correctly noted on the forms, Iraqi voters simply have to hold on to them and take them to their polling stations when they go to vote. If there are mistakes, such as misspelled names, they have to make corrections and resubmit them. Despite all these problems, the process, according to one U.S. official familiar with election preparations, has probably gone better in Baghdad than in several other provinces. The worst situation is in Mosul, one of Iraq's largest cities. Most of the city's registration forms were destroyed when insurgents briefly seized some government buildings last month. Authorities there are considering allowing Iraqis to register when they go to the polls on Election Day. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.